Section 1, Historic Neighborhoods, the East Side Neighborhood. Traditionally an African-American neighborhood, the East Side Neighborhood has a rich history dating back to the 1880s. Numerous key leaders emerged from the East Side and took their place in local and state history, including Dr. Ann Rourke, a podiatrist and the first black woman to operate a business downtown in 1923, Dr. C.B. Fuller, the first black physician with doctor-patient privileges at Wichita General Hospital in 1948, and Charlie O'Ferris, the first black female attorney in Texas and Wichita Falls in 1953. Centrally located within this neighborhood are Martin Luther King Boulevard, formerly Eastside Drive, Lincoln, Duncan, Holland, Flood, Harding, and Tulsa Streets, along with Rosewood and Sputter Field, which is now known as Sputter Park. Sputter Field was established in 1919 and supported the minor league baseball team, the Wichita Falls Sputters. The Sputters played from 1920 to 1957 in various leagues in the state to crowds of thousands. Their claim to fame while associated with Wichita Falls was defeating Babe Ruth and the New York Yankees during an exhibition game in 1930, witnessed by almost 9,000 fans. The franchise was later sold in 1932, and the city now utilizes the area as a community park. In its heyday, Flood Street was the hub of activity on the East Side, with the Isis Theater opening June 19th of 1947. Other key venues included the Rourke Plaza Hotel and Coffee Shop and the former Booker T. Washington High School, graduating its first class in 1924. The Booker T. Washington School, located at Flood and Redwood. In 1921, former Wichita Falls Mayor Jim Marlowe sold 8 acres in this section of town to create a new African-American business and social center. The community chose this site for the Booker T. Washington School, which became a neighborhood focal point, and businesses developed around it that further placed it at the center of Wichita Falls' African-American community. Under Principal A.E. Holland's guidance from 1922 to 1946, the school became Class A accredited. The acclaimed C.E. Jackson served as principal from 1946 to 1963, during which time the district added a gym and an adjacent elementary school, also named for Washington. However, after school integration in 1969, the former Washington High School building was razed in 1971, leaving only the former elementary school and cafeteria building used for alumni events through 2007. Currently, the Washington Village apartment complex occupies the block with a dedicated meeting and activity room for the alumni. The room is lined with display cases filled with trophies, team championship photos, and other Booker T. Washington school memorabilia as a tribute to the community's history and the children who were once educated at this site. Desegregation forever changed the neighborhood, bringing access to other venues throughout the city. Many of the facilities closed and are only a memory today. The East Side Neighborhood, additional sites of interest: Scotland Park, located at 201 Central Freeway. From the days the Indians and military from Fort Sill raised their tents here for formal gatherings, the land at Scotland Park has served as a gathering place. The area was finally deeded to the city in 1914, and Scotland Park was dedicated that same year on the 4th of July. Years of improvements by the city made the location more attractive to picnickers, ballplayers, and family reunions, and included lighting, paved roads, water fountains, a bandstand, fireplaces, tables, a wading pool, ball fields, fencing, and bleachers. In 1928, the Wichita Falls City Council voted to accept the Lions Club's donation of money and animals for a city zoo. Scotland Park was selected as home for the new venture, and the display of animals created a huge sensation in the area. A resident veterinarian, 3 to 4 regular employees, and an experienced animal trainer were all kept on staff to care for the menagerie that included a Bengal tiger, 2 lions, 3 bears, an ocelot, puma, deer, elk, baboons, foxes, cranes, monkeys, eagles, kangaroos, hyena, javelina hogs, kinkajous, prairie dogs, birds, possums, rats, squirrels, sheep, a swan, parrots, and a bobcat. Miss Sugar, an Indian elephant, was the favorite, and her care and upkeep was partially paid for by donations from school children. Unfortunately, the cost of upkeep was not taken into consideration, and the food bill alone was staggering. By March of 1933, some of the animals had to be sold because they could not be properly cared for. Eventually, all the animals were either sold or given away to other homes, including ranches and zoos.